Masechet Shevi'it, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. As we've learned in the Masechet so far, produce that grows during the Shemitah year has Kiddushat Shevi'it, which means it has to be treated in a holy manner. It has to be used only for eating purposes, number one. It also can't be wasted. It can't be sold. It can't be used for business purposes. Additionally, a person who owns a field can't guard his field. They have to allow everyone to come take from that produce. Additionally, there is a concept of bi'ud, of removal. Once the item is not available anymore in the field for wild animals to eat, a person who has the Shemitah produce in his home is obligated to give up ownership of it fully, put it outside of his house, and anybody could take it. But this concept of bi'ud doesn't apply automatically whenever there's Kiddushat Shevi'it, whenever there's a holiness of Shemitah on certain produce. This Mishnah is going to talk about the items that do have Kiddushat Shevi'it, which also require bi'ur. The next Mishnah is going to talk about produce that has Kiddushat Shevi'it, Shemitah sanctity, but does not require bi'ur. Mishnah says, Kelal gadol amru b'Shevi'it, hachamim taught us a major klal, a major rule that applies to Shemitah. Kol shehu ma'achal adam, u'ma'achal behema, u'mimin hasov'im, anything that is either food for people, food for animals, or a certain plant that's used for dyeing to bring color onto a garment, all of these are consumption. We learn after the Pesukim that certain items have sanctity of Shemitah Kiddushat Shevi'it. We learn out people food, whatever people usually eat. Vaitash Shabbat Ha'aretz Lachem Le'okla, the uncultivated produce of the land shall be for you to eat. So we learn that from there, for you to eat. Hachamim also learn from here, Lachem applies to anything that humans use in a consumption-based way. They're consumed at the same time that they're being used. So like a plant, when it's being used for a dye, it's dyeing the fabric, so it's being consumed. So Hachamim also learn out that has Kiddushat Shevi'it. And we learn out for animals, that animal food has Kiddushat Shevi'it from the Pasuk. And for the animals and for your beasts that are in your land, shall all its crop be to eat. We learn out from these Pesukim that these items have Kiddushat Shevi'it. But Mishnah continues, but only the types of species that we spoke about on those three categories that do not last in the ground, which means if they were left in the ground for a long time, for the entire season, they would spoil, they would rot, they wouldn't stay there. Yesh lo shevi'it, uldamav shevi'it. They have kiddushat shevi'it, they have the holiness of the Shemitah year, all of these items, uldamav shevi'it. And if it's sold in a permissible way, there are certain circumstances where a person's allowed to sell the Shevi'it items. If he happened to sell it, the money that he has now in his hand, that he sold Shemitah, that he got in exchange for selling Shemitah produce, also has Kiddushat Shevi'it. He's not allowed to waste the money. He can't use the money for business purposes. He's only allowed to use the money to buy food, and the holiness of the money is transferred onto that purchased food. Ve'yesh lo bi'ur, Mishnah continues, uldamav bi'ur, and also the requirement of bi'ur, of removing it out of your house. Why over here specifically? Because the item rots. Since it rots, it won't be available to animals throughout the whole season. And at some point in time, the food that was in the field will rot. So it now applies that there's bi'ur. Bi'ur will happen at a certain point. So these items, they're subject to the requirement of bi'ur. And if somehow we sold the item, the money that's received for the item also is subject to the requirement of bi'ur. So strangely enough, at that point in time where that item is not available in the food in the field, and I sold this item and I have money in my hand now that I received in exchange for this item, once the proper time of bi'ur arrives, I'm obligated to take the money and put it outside of my house. The money has to be removed from my house and anybody can come take it. The Mishnah is going to now continue to bring certain examples of the three categories that we brought up: food for humans, food for animals, and also dye. Ve'eze, and which types of produce are certain examples of these categories that we listed earlier? Ze ale haluf ha shote. First category of human food that does not last in the ground is the leaf of a wild loof, some sort of onion, which even though very bitter, could be eaten by being sweetened. Ve'ale hadandana, the leaf of mint, v'ha'ulshin v'ha'kerishin, endives and leeks, v'ha'regila, a certain type of herb that had edible leaves called a purslane, v'netze halav, and a milky blossom, some sort of plant with flowers that were as white as milk, says the Bartenura. All of these items, even though they're not normally eaten, they're eaten enough to be considered food, so they have kiddushat shevi'it. So over here we just listed the items that we wouldn't think were human foods, but because they're just plants, but we're considering them human foods, even though human beings rarely eat them, because they're eaten once in a while, and that once in a while is often enough that they're considered food, and now they have kiddushat shevi'it. The Mishnah is going to now discuss certain examples of the other two categories, which is animal food and plants that are used for dyeing. Umachal behema ha'hohim v'hadardarim. Plants used for animal foods that, again, don't last in the ground. If they were left there, are certain thorns and thistles. These items, though not generally used for animal food, are edible by animals, and they would be eaten once in a while by animals, and therefore they have kiddushat shevi'it. Umin ha'sov'im sefiheh isatis ve'kosa. And species used for making dye that don't normally last in the ground are certain aftergrowths of isatis, which is dyer's woad, a certain blue dye, and safflower. Kosa is safflower. Yesh lahem shevi'it ve'lid mehen shevi'it. All of these items that we listed here have kedushat shevi'it. And if a person sells them, we're repeating what we said earlier, sells them in a way where it's permissible, that money now has kiddushat shevi'it. Yesh lehem bi'ur, velid mehen bi'ur. They're subject to the requirement of bi'ur if a certain point in time arrives where these items are not available in the field anymore. That person now has to take these items and give up ownership of them and put them outside his home. And also if he happened to sell them, he has to now get rid of that money and put the money outside of his house. The reason we're repeating the Mishnah over here is because we're going to need it clearly for the next Mishnah, to make a parallel with the next Mishnah, where the rule needs to be restated, as we're going to be explaining in a different way, as we'll see in the next Mishnah.